So, when you say you will not commit adultery, again, Jesus made it very difficult. In the Old Testament, adultery was condemned. In fact, if you were ever found out, the sentence was death. That if you caught two people who are not married having sex, you stoned both of them. That's quite a serious punishment. Do we have the same view about immorality? Do we see it as such? We've come to the level where it's understandable. You know, we were in a hotel, we were on a workshop, you know, one thing led to the other, so I slept with her. And other people, other men will say, yeah, it's understandable. Hey, in the Old Testament, it was not understandable. That's the end of your life. Question, what has happened that the church does not look at immorality with the same loathing like God would? How come we have come to where some sins are acceptable? So it will be taken that to err is human. I think we need to understand that the Old Testament makes it even harder and bigger. But we must start from the Old in order to understand how serious it is. That whatever your temptation, you must stay celibate until God gives you someone to marry. And then even after God has given you somebody to marry, you must stay celibate until the wedding has happened. So I think it's important to understand anything outside that will be immorality.